Harper Perennial and Harper Audio present The Mountaintop School for Dogs and Other Second Chances by Ellen Cooney, performed by Jensen Olaya and Carrington McDuffie. To Joy Harris. 1. It was dusk on a winter day, and from high on the mountain came barking, drifting down above the snow like peals of a bell. 1, 2, 3, 4, more. Just to say the light was leaving, but that was all right. Here I am. I'm a dog. All is well. At the inn on the flat of the lowland, Mrs. Aubuchon made her way upstairs, grumbling to herself. But she paused out of habit to listen. She was a large frame woman of 50, with the outer crust of anyone who used to be tender. Her name was Lucille, but no one used it. She was Mrs. Aubuchon only, dependable, competent, solitary Mrs. Aubuchon, always there, always far away, even if you were standing right in front of her. Her arms were stacked with bed linens, towels, a six-pack of plastic water bottles, a new bar of soap. The sanctuary had called only half an hour ago, saying that a new trainee was on the way. Usually they gave her plenty of notice. She'd been up to her neck in visitors all week, and she had only just finished cleaning up from them. What she needed was peace, not more chores. Strangely, they hadn't sent her the application form or filled her in on any background. She only knew the gender, female, and the age, 24. That wasn't fair. They were busy on the mountain, but they didn't have to treat her like an afterthought. Not that she'd say so and be a complainer. It wasn't as if applications were pouring in. She was liking what she heard. At this time of day, the barking up there was usually worried or even panicked, as in, "Oh no, here comes the dark. Hurry up, take me in, take me in." Or it was rough, demanding, obnoxious, only about dinner time and, "Hey, don't you know it's time to feed me, feed me, feed me?" She couldn't tell which dog was barking up there, but the voice was calm, deep, confident. Then came a fade-off and echoes, scattered toward the inn like invisible falling stars. This was maybe a very good sign. Maybe, Mrs. Aubuchon was thinking, the new one, female, 24, whoever she was, wherever she came from, wouldn't give her any trouble. That was the most she could hope for. No trouble.
2. Would you like to become a dog? I clicked on the ad. There was nothing fancy or standout grabby about it. It was just a little box of black words, small as a whisper. Lost and alone on a sleek professional site. Even without the mistake, I saw that it was a misfit, like in the picture game for children. Which thing doesn't belong here? Somewhere, a human being had made a mistake with an ad. That's what caught my attention, a blank that shouldn't be there. I'd been looking at pages about jobs and careers for I didn't know how many hours, maybe 100, maybe more. I didn't even know what I was trying to find. I was getting the feeling that all I'd have for a career was sitting around trying to get one, like my future would be over before I had it. Then, suddenly, I felt that I stood in the doorway of a crowded, noisy room, picking up the sound of a whisper no one else seemed to hear. I never had a pet of any kind. I never knew a dog well enough to be friends with. But I couldn't look away from that box. What was the empty space for? Groomer? Breeder? Technician, like in a vet's office? It was trainer. Trainer. I had never in my life trained anyone or anything, not even a plant. I tried it out. "Hi, I'm Evie. I'm becoming a trainer." Something was so physical about it. So real. A smile. No, not that kind of trainer. Not like what you do in a gym. And that was how it started.
3. Sample complete. Ready to continue?